Great to have your company on SEN Breakfast. Sam Edmund and Nick Del Santo with you. Hope you're well on a Thursday morning, regardless of where you are around the country and as the clock ticks down towards the third test. Just repeating that breaking news as well from 1170 SEN Sydney. Jimmy Smith reporting that the BCCI has officially written to Cricket Australia to formally advise that the Indian team does not want to travel to Brisbane to play at the Gabba in light of the quarantine restrictions that await them in Queensland. But we've got a third test, and the man who's going to call it is SEN's chief sports caller. I hope he's had a good break. Happy New Year to you, Jerry Whateley.
Yes, it's lovely to be with you.
Great to see you.
Del, it's been good listening with you. Pre-season lists and 10 abs and like.
Do you think you'd make the commentary team of the Summer Flyers 2021, G? You are in very good shape, but you're always in good shape, so you've set a high standard.
The team is in position, Jared. Yourself, Anthony Hudson, Chris Rogers, Simon O'Donnell, Damien Fleming, of course, and Adam Collins ahead of the third test at the SCG. We know India's team, the two changes there. We don't know Australia's team just yet. And I'm assuming you're with the majority and you're assuming Will Pekoski gets the 460th baggy green for his country.
Yes. And Travis Head will miss the place in the middle order. So Matthew Wade, who had been the incumbent number five, there have been sort of moments during this debate where it's been assumed that Wade was the six, but he was actually the five and Head was the six. Australia had preferred Wade to Head at the end of the Ashes last summer in the batting order. So he is, Head's the last man into the middle order and thus he's the first man out as Australia recalibrates with a much better looking test lineup than what it took to the first two tests, frankly.
Do you think it looks more balanced in your opinion?
Yeah, opening is a specialised position and yes. Australia took a makeshift opener and a hopelessly out of form opener. It was an error of strategy and the bowling covered that in Adelaide, but the truth of test cricket always reveals itself and that's what happened in Melbourne.
What are your thoughts on bringing in, and I know David Warner, obviously not new, but a new man in Will and having them both play in this test off the back of being out for a period of time?
So this was the desired opening coming into the summer and it's for two different reasons it didn't eventuate. The Pekoski debate, if you sort of have read and listened all the way through, has been really interesting as they sort of hedged publicly and then it wasn't until he was out that Langer said he was going to be in. And then the caution from Justin Langer was really understandable, I think, with the most recent concussion. Losing sharpens necessity. And so I think there was a period of time where they were going to be happy to let Will just sit for the rest of the summer and play the full Sheffield Shield. But it's more urgent than that now. And once he's passed all of his tests, there's no reason not to play him except the spectre, that creeping modern spectre of what concussion is, which should cause us all a tremor or two.
As I said before, the build-up feels like it's been longer than the Nile. How have you assessed the series between the second and third test? Obviously, on paper, we're tied at 1-1. Look a little bit deeper. We've probably been outplayed for, what would you say, 80% of the series so far. Yep. We had a purple patch there with the pink ball in Adelaide. India haven't won in the Harbour City since, I think, 1978.
Yep. They were going to win last yes. time around, so they dominated what was played and then the Sydney rain had its way and denied them that moment of victory. So Australia has a much better team in this time and India has a slightly worse team because they're going through the attritional rate for them has been really severe. Mm. So, you know, they have the two backup members of their bowling squad in. Now, Siraj made a big impression on all of us at the MCG, so he's got to back that up. Saini was... it was flip of the coin, Siraj Saini, on what they'd done in the Australia A games. They'll go with the spinners. It'd be interesting to see if it's a spinning Sydney track or not. There's sort of been a couple of different versions of that in recent times, but there has been the feeling that they're trying to get it back to its natural characteristics, and Jadeja made their team feel really balanced, gave them great coverage when they got their injury. So, they have outplayed Australia for most of the series thus far. Australia's bowling covered a few sins in Adelaide. We are where we should be at 1-1, and it's deeply intriguing.
But their two main men are still there, obviously, and they're bowling so well in tandem together. Obviously, that's Ashwin and Bumrah. Loved your chat with Steve Smith in the wake of the second test, and we all know about his struggles have been well documented. How do you expect him to go about it? There's been a lot said about the mentality of the collective batting lineup and the attitude that they've been a little bit too passive.
Yes, well, so this is where the presence of Warner. So Warner's a divisive figure in Australian cricket. Australia is so reliant on Dave Warner. I think that's what we have learnt over this period of time is there is no moving past Dave Warner at the moment. Irksome as some people might find that, is he sets a tone. So what he does at the top of the order, I think, will have an impact on what comes next, is if he's able to be there for a period of time and get the scoreboard ticking. Like, what was it? Is Australia hadn't reached 150 by the time the second new ball was taken at the MCG. So there are a few clear indicators of what's missing in Australia's batting. So Smith will attempt to be more proactive. I have no doubt about that. But as he said himself, he hasn't got time in the middle yet. He needs time in the middle. And to get time in the middle, he's got to survive Bumrah and Ashwin. So it's a really intriguing phase in a career that we have marvelled at over recent Australian summers. This is what it is. This is what it is when an opposition actually does find a way, and there aren't many who had found a way against him.
Have you been impressed with Cam Green's start to his Test career?
Yeah, very much so. The way he batted in the second innings at the MCG, he hasn't taken a wicket yet, so to be the all-rounder, he needs to take probably a wicket in innings, 2 wickets a Test, I think. So he's got to find the way. But I think right from the very first moment he bowled in Adelaide, you go, oh, that's a really interesting weapon to have. Plus 140, so there's no reprieve for the batsman out in the middle. He's looked just a little he's looked a bit rushed in the way that he's played his cricket, and getting out twice to the pull shot probably gives evidence of that. And he'll find his way. As I loved his chat with Hutto and Simon O'Donnell after the Boxing Day Test, and he sort of was flirting in his own mind with shelving the pull shot for the time being, and he'll find his way. I think, he's going to be a great asset for Australia for a long time.
Before we let you go, Will Pekoski, at 22, he's already seen the highest of highs and the lowest of lows for someone who hasn't put on the baggy green yet. It's hard to go back to a more hyped and eagerly anticipated debut. What level do India go goodwill hunting, do you think, here? And what severity will the chin music be for someone like Will Pekoski?
Oh, I think he will and should get a thorough work over with the short ball. It's his concussions aren't all about short pitch bowling. So there's a simplicity to the debate that's happening. There's last summer he jackknifed over his back while running and landed on his head, and he's been hit in all sorts of different ways. Not terribly often by the short ball. He's thoroughly competent at playing the short ball, and he gets hit about as often as batsmen do get hit. It's just for him, the ramifications of it are a bit more serious. So I'm sure India will give him that work over early, but if Will's solid against it. So I was listening to your show sort of soon after the most recent concussion, and there were all these people ringing in going, well, it's the deficiency against the short ball and he needs to do this. It's none of that. He gets hit about as often as batsmen get hit, as we've seen probably 6 or 7 bangs on the helmet through 2 tests so far. He doesn't have – he's not incompetent against the short ball. That's not it at all. But if he does get pinged by one, the ramifications are more serious for him.
Jared Waitley is the captain of the SEN Test team. And
just before you let me go, there will be a 4th test. So the debate is not we're going to lose the 4th test and India will go home.
Will it be at the Gabba?
I think that's in the margins. So the language of diplomacy is really important. So what that letter says is we do not wish to travel to Queensland.
So if it doesn't get played there, where do you anticipate? Is there only one option?
Oh, I think it would stay in Sydney. I'm not sure why you would go to Canberra at this stage. My sympathies are with all of the players in this. The decision to play in Sydney, which was based in politics and finance, not health and sport, imposed a level of quarantine on all of the players, which was unnecessary and unforecast. And there are those within the Australian camp who are unhappy with the prospect of the quarantine that they are now facing unnecessarily. And it's just India have galvanised and said so. So I'm with the players in this, and don't for a moment think we're just talking about the Indian players.
And is there power and influence, though, if this request has been made, as subtly as you put it, that they get their way?
Yeah, there is. Because at some point they'll say, oh, and by the way, we're not going. But this was Cricket Australia's decision, and this was New South Wales officials' decision, and the cost of that might be that both tests have to be in Sydney, that the teams won't travel to Queensland because of the quarantine restrictions. It wasn't necessary to go down this path. This is the chosen path, and if these are the ramifications of it, then so be it. They'll have to live with that.
The team is assembled, as I say, Jared Waitley, Anthony Hudson, Chris Rogers, Simon O'Donnell, the bowlologist Damien Fleming, and Adam Collins does a fantastic job as well. Every ball brought to you right here on SEN from 9 o'clock Melbourne time. And our cricket chat with Jared Waitley, proudly brought to you by Dulux Trade Centres. For all your professional painting needs, head into your local Dulux Trade Centre or Inspirations Paint. Thanks for joining us, Jared. Have a good call.
Thank you very much.
Can't wait for it. Every ball of the third test inbound, and the team will join you when we leave you at 9 o'clock Melbourne time, as I say. We'll be back here, though, on Breakfast. Questions Without Notice is next.